Hello, this is Julian Gerdam from sccenglish.ie, the English department in St. Columba's College, Dublin in Ireland. This is the fourth Patterns of Poetry talk. The last time it was alliteration, previously titles of poems. The first one was an introduction, and today it's the turn of personification. One of the most powerful tools that poetry uses is metaphor. The topics are wide that I'll probably have to chop it up into several talks over the next few months. Metaphor is a figure of speech and a way of comparing two things, no more than that right now. But one subsection, as it were, of metaphor is today's topic. Personification is a term whose meaning is easy to remember, since the key word is incorporated into it. An object, a thing, is treated as though it were a person, a creature. To illustrate this, I'm going to use Patrick Kavanagh's 1934 poem, Shanko Duff. A similar warning here to the last talk on alliteration. Analysing poetry isn't a version of plane spotting, taking out your notebook and jotting down the details of the 2:30 flight from Amsterdam. You need to say why a poet is using personification, for what purpose, to what effect. So here's the first stanza of Kavanagh's Shanko Duff. My black hills have never seen the sun rising. Eternally they look north towards Armagh. Lot's wife would not be salt if she had been incurious as my black hills that are happy when dawn whitens Glasdrummond Chapel. Here we see lines suffused with personification. The black hills, possessively called my black hills, are treated as people. They have never seen the sun rising. They look north. They are incurious. They are even happy when dawn comes. By the end of that first stanza, we understand, subconsciously at least, since the personification might just fly in under the radar, to keep up the plane-spotting analogy, that Kavanagh has a strong sense of intimacy with this apparently unpromising object of affection. And this is the second stanza. My hills hoard the bright shillings of March, while the sun searches in every pocket. They are my Alps, and I have climbed the Matterhorn with a sheaf of hay for three perishing calves in the field under the big fourth of Rock Savage. Personification continues here as his hills hoard the bright shillings of March, presumably little pockets of water. He then writes with hyperbole, a term for a later talk, saying that they are my Alps, and concludes in the final stanza, the sleety winds fondle the rushy beards of Shanko Duff. More personification. So just what is the purpose of this literary technique for Kavanagh in this poem? The poet's love for the place, black, sleety, wintry, hungry, burns off the page partly because of personification. That first possessive word, my black hills, sets off the poem. Shanko Duff has a whiff of challenge. Look, this is what I love, and it may not be a beautiful woman or a Caribbean beach, but it's mine, and it's almost a friend, a person to me. The tone, another talk on this one sometime, the tone is affectionate, but also quite knowing and ironic. I have climbed the Matterhorn, he writes defiantly, challenging us to say, but it's only a little hill in Monaghan. The personification drives the fundamental emotion within and the impulse behind the poem, love.